year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town, C-Folk, Cut Master Swift down your soldier. Shout it.
Solutions left foot's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, many, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the thing? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah,
hold up, God, dude. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Today is Sunday.
December 11th.
You sure it's 11th?
It's 11th, man. Episode 14.
Episode number 14.
Welcome, y'all. To 100 Proof Radio Podcast, however you want to call it. Stop right now and tell a friend. Right now. Go ahead and repost it on your Facebook. You know, share our page, whatever it may be. And tell a friend, man. I'm going to give y'all the number right off the bat. Because I normally wait for a while before I give y'all the number. But whenever we talk, whatever we talk about, if y'all want to chime in on it, the number is 215-383-5878, and that way you can reach Shaki and GL to chop it up with us and talk shit or whatever it may be.
Talk some crazy shit, because that's what I do. I just talk crazy shit because I don't know nothing else but how to talk crazy shit. And my mama, she must be listening to the show, but she called me 2 times in a row. Y'all gonna make me put on a goddamn speakerphone and let you hear her talk about how she ain't cooked no collard greens or something. But Mama, I'm in the show right now. Talk to me later if you listen. And I sent the message to you, too.
You sent the mass text message to your mama.
I sent my mama 2 text messages like crazy because I need some Christmas presents.
That's what I'm saying. She probably just hitting you up to make sure you still living so you can get a Christmas present so you can get her one.
Yeah, because she only missed out on the last 31. But it's all right. Maybe this will be a different year.
Hey, man, you got it, man. You got the money.
I'm still waiting on Sonic the Hedgehog. I still ain't got that. 92 Christmas, I was waiting on Sega. I still ain't got
it. You waiting on damn game gear or something.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that damn rag-ass pogo stick I've been asking for the last 25 years. I ain't got it yet.
Hey, man, only the angel tree can only do so much.
Yeah, you right. I need to go sign up for the angel tree for the pussy. Sign my name, hang my name out with me smiling, put my name on the angel tree list for some ads.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We always do, man. You know what? We didn't even talk about this before the show, man. You got any Mailman Chronicles today, Postman Chronicles?
Mailman Chronicles.
I didn't ask for the show to see if you had something.
I really didn't have no Mailman Chronicles today. It was actually a fairly decent week. I got off, you know, every day around about 6 o'clock, thank God. But, you know, next week, shout out to my first of all, I ain't going to say their name on here. I'm going to put their ass on, but let me tell you something. Don't you hate when somebody tell you that they about to call out Monday? Have me looking at you crazy, like, what the fuck you want to do that something like that for? You're killing me. I ain't going to be here Monday. You just tell me you won't tell the boss that we can pre-plan and shit. So, you know, you just walking into
ambush.
Yeah, you walking into Mike Tyson and he mad. He just got burnt.
And he ain't playing.
Yeah. So, that's it.
You got to realize I talk to you a couple times a week, man. You can't you say no Mailman Chronicles. You can't sit there and tell me that you ain't about froze to death this week.
What? I did about freeze to death. It was actually very, if we won't get in there, it was very, very fucking cold. Very cold. And then I hate, my fact it is, you know, shout out to that, fuck that Punjabi. Yeah, I said it. Let me tell y'all something. This this on air, but off air. Let me leave your fucking mailman alone. Don't come asking him shit when he at the box about no check or no when my baby daddy sent his jail letter. Is it gonna be here this week? No, bitch. Let me close the mailbox and check it when I walk off. I do not got no letters for the IRS for your ass. So quit. Don't rule number one. Don't talk to your fucking mailman. It ain't no reason for you to ask. Let me ask you, have you ever asked your mailman anything?
No, man. Not that I know of. I don't ask mailman nothing. If I did ask him something, I mean, it probably, there's certain things you might not know. Like maybe, hell, you might think the mailman sells stamps out of his car. But if it ain't regards to that, then, I mean, what can't you find out on Google anyway?
I don't know. So with that being said, people out here, and we, mailman, we do fucking like Christmas presents. So you can leave me $1, $2, $3, whatever you got in your mailbox, I'll take it kindly. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I ain't had nothing too crazy going this weekend. I've been real low-key. I've been not doing anything, really. Hell.
You just been living in that big-ass house by yourself. That's what you've been doing.
Hey, it be like that sometimes, man. It be like that. But on the way over your house, on the way to the studio, whatever, your house, I heard them come out with the Grammy nominations. And, you know, we already talked about Lil Yachty and all them and, you know, how they, I ain't gonna lie, they kind of suck. You know what I'm saying? The mumble rappers and all that stuff. But the dude, Lil Yachty, and Dram, I think that's his name.
Dram,
I'm sorry, my bad. I don't keep up with it like that. But they got nominated for a Grammy.
They did?
Yes. They nominated for a Grammy for that song, Broccoli. A Grammy. You know what song that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broccoli. And now the song that got your baby mama shocking me. Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
We are.
Yeah.
I sound just like him. Where my Grammy at?
I don't know, but you look like him. Baby Dram, Sean Key.
Yeah, man. Dram, I know.
You look like
Yachty is the one with the plaits. Them ain't even dreads.
Dram got dreads, too.
Dram got dreads?
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen that video, like, once. I just know the one Yachty, little boat. they got the red extensions, like Mystica used to have.
That's Mystica's son. That's when Mystica and Pinky have a baby. It looks like it turns a little Yachty, a young Yachty, whatever it's
called. Oh, man. But, you know, it's just not good music, man. Like, everybody, you know, I can't keep attacking them, but that's all they got to listen to. I mean, of course, J. Cole went platinum because he's the only one to do that type of music. And you know what? We always look over him, but I got to give a shout out to Big Crit, man, because he fought too, and we don't ever talk about him.
We never
talk about Big Crit, but he fought.
He real good.
You know what I'm saying? We all talk about Kendrick and J. Cole.
Low-key put me on Big Crit, and he fought.
But Big Crit, he be flowing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I figured I'd give him, because I meant to talk about him during the mumble rapper thing, that, you know, he was one of the alternatives, but I forgot to. My homeboy called me out and said, "You forgot about Crit, didn't you?" I said, "Damn, I sure did." You know, but they don't tell me that till after the show. Hell, call in and tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I always got 1,000 opinions when you talk to him. Well, you should have done this. Boy, you should have called, motherfucker. You should have told me on air about the last technical difficulty. Ain't nobody calling told the shit.
I know, right? But yeah, man, that generation, that music that they listen to, man. I'm just an old head now, man. I don't know if it's because of we didn't grow up on that, but I mean, it's just not good. And this dude gonna be a Grammy Award winning rapper.
Hey, I ain't mad at him. Fuck it. Well, I am.
You gotta realize that. Do you know? You probably don't know this, and I didn't write this down or nothing. Do you know that Snoop Dogg has never won a damn Grammy?
Never.
Snoop has never won a Grammy. Never.
Damn. That's just the way it is. That's
like
the
you
soup
tell
I
me
told you. Things will never be the same.
You tell me that did Lil Yachty go have possibly have a Grammy? Because I mean, you can't nominate Drake for every damn category.
Why can't you? You know what motherfucker that do, man? Drake make you feel good, man. Have you just listened to Drake?
I used to.
Man, why you don't? Let me tell you something.
No, I'm not saying he suck. I just say I don't listen to him like I used to, man.
Drake makes you feel good when you just got done getting a good blowjob. He the best person to make you listen to. you drive home feeling good. That's the way she sucked me. Ooh. Like, it just, it's a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, he make good music.
I can't not Drake. He good. Yeah, he about the one of the only newer people. And I hate to call him new because he's been around for quite a while now. I can't call him the dude from the Canadian dude from Degrassi no more. Because that's what he was for a long time, a Canadian child star.
That's in his past.
Yeah, he you know what I'm saying, he didn't make people think he real good, whether he writes rap or not, I guess it don't matter. All right, moving on, man. We got another person. I don't want to call him a coon because I ain't really do too much. I ain't do too much research on him because I'm not necessarily a fan of all his work. Lee Daniels is the newest person to say they don't see color. The people who don't know who Lee Daniels is, that's the producer or writer or whatever you want to call it, of Empire. And he did The Butler and a few more movies like that, successful movies or whatever. He normally makes, you know, movies and stuff for black folk or whatever, but he's the latest one to say he don't see color. His little quote, first of all, yeah, you know who that is?
I know who Ugly Ass Lee Daniels is.
All right, but his quote was, I wouldn't be where I am if I embrace racism. If I embrace it, then it becomes real. And if it becomes real, then I'd be an angry black man. So, I mean, from what I got from that quote is, if he...
He think he a white man that's living it, but he got it just black body. But in his mind, let me tell you something, Shockey.
Go ahead.
Something.
We got time.
You got a lot of black men that think they white. And at the end of the day, I'm not racist at all. But guess what? You still a nigga.
That's how you view.
Tiger Woods swore up and down that I ain't black. No, so when that white woman took half his shit, they treated him like what?
Like a nigga,
because at the end of the day, you ain't Brad Pitt and you ain't fucking Phil Mickelson. Your ass Tiger motherfucking Woods and you black. You always gonna be black and you gonna die black, and that's the problem.
I hate my guns because they black. I hate the back of Whoopi Goldberg's lips
because they black.
Whoopi Goldberg's guns.
Yeah.
I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
Yeah.
Hey, that was classic, man. I never get this shit.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying, though. So that's
Tiger Woods is Cobble Canadian, whatever that is.
Whatever that is, that motherfucker black. Like, you hear Cam Newton said the same shit. He don't believe in racism. But your ass on TV every week crying because they hitting your ass too hard.
Right. There's a reason. There's a reason why them refs ain't saying
anything. Yeah, we don't see nothing. Knock his fucking nigger head off.
Hey. We were talking about Mike Vick early. There's a reason why he ain't in the league neither.
They got him out the
it's
league.
It's a big reason between, because Mike Vick is about 36, 37, and Tom Brady, 45 years old. He's still playing. Brett Favre played, he was 50 years old.
So did. And the Vikings wanted him back again.
So it's a reason, man. We don't like to pull the race car, but the damn proof is in the pudding.
It is what it is.
You know,
you can't help who you is. I can't, like I tell all them, white people in my neighborhood when I'm on a mail truck, I can't help who I am. I know it's a jigaboo. I'm a jigaboo getting your mail. But I'm going to get your package to you, mister.
You got to get rich enough to where you don't see color. That's what I'm trying to get. Rich enough to not see color. Because when you get to a certain amount of money.
I'm going
to
hate you niggas too. Let me tell you. When they come and get me, rescue me. I'm not gonna know none of you.
Literally, they rescue me
when they come.
Hey, it's only one. It's only room for one on the Illuminati boat,
and I hope it's me. Because I promise you, I have these people that listen. I fuck that. Listen, I'm out of here. I don't know. You ain't gonna never even catch me look towards Northwood Way no more. I ain't come back and give you niggas turkeys or nothing.
Hey, it's plenty of people that have made it to. I think we talked about it already. NFL and. And baseball, that don't come back and do nothing for the city.
I know.
Hey, you can't go sign up. We'll just say NBA, even though they know NBA play, because I don't want to ruffle no feathers.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of NBA people who didn't made tens of millions of dollars and think they can come hold a camp on the white side of town and think they did something.
Yeah.
I need for it to say, shit. Steph Curry Jr., you know what I'm saying, on Northside Town.
On the north side. Slap that in.
You can't go you can't go to the north the white side town and do a camp that hell black people can't even afford to go to.
Why is he even charging anyway? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you get what I'm saying though. So yes, racism still fucking exists because it exists at the Windrop post office all the time. But I ain't gonna say nothing though.
You don't want to lose your job.
I don't want to lose my job when somebody come in. Look. Jerry said racism at the Windrop post office. You're damn right. Yes, I said it. And there it is. It is racism.
All right, man. Jill, man, you just told me about this on the way. I mean, when I got here, I didn't even read nothing about this, man. Tell me about Adrian Bonner. What happened to him?
Adrian.
He's a boxer, for people who don't know.
Adrian boxing big head bitch ass Bonner. Well, I ain't gonna say he bitch ass. He cool dude. I probably hang out with him. So what he basically had a threesome with two stripper bitches, and he recorded it on his phone. And magically, it hit the internet. He said he lost his phone. And I will say, he had him going live on the. If whoever at home type in Adrian Bonner, if you listen to me, type in Adrian Bonner threesome, and it's gonna pop up on your phone, and it's gonna show you. It's gonna show, you know, him fucking two bitches and getting his dick sucked and pulled on. But anyway. He leaked the tape. He said he didn't do it. He lost his cell phone. And he had to pay them girls
$130,000. $130,000?
That's all? That's it. And I was thinking to myself, now I've been on a couple bitches' phone in my day. I ain't got no money yet.
They didn't put a flick on you?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about, I ain't going to say his name. Well, fuck it. I'm going to say his name. I got somebody in my family right now that got a real deal porno out. And I seen it. He real close to me. he was on there. He had his legs up in the air.
Oh, I forgot about that. You talking about that, man.
I ain't gonna say he had his legs up in the air and girl was sucking his balls. And then shit was old back in about 05. I think it was on Kazaa. You could type it in on Kazaa. Whoever knew Kazaa was.
You're giving up your age now, man. You're talking about Kazaa? That's a long time ago.
But yeah, he was on there getting towed back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he got paid for it or not.
I'm trying to see what that be like.
My bro was the first person I ever seen getting his dick sucked from the back. I was like, wow. He the true inventor of that. Shout out to who he is. But yeah.
I don't even know how we got on this.
I don't know. Adrian Bonner. But Adrian Bonner, he paid them girls on $130,000. I'm just trying to get me.
So basically, he made a flick with two people having
two girls
and they had threesome. But, and the video got out. It went viral.
Well, let me ask you something. And he was hitting them raw. And he married.
Come on, man. I didn't know that he married.
He married. And he was hitting them raw. Look, when I cheat on my bitch, I at least put a condom on.
You can't bring nothing back to wifey, man.
Yeah, you can't bring nothing back to your wife. You go, like this morning when I was out to run to go get some eggs. I put this raw diggity. I put the scrap on and came right back with the egg. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to scrap that thing up, fellas. That's what got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't hit no bitch raw. Just raw dog.
You know, sometimes dudes can be nasty, man. Because we talk bad about women sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But, man, dudes can be nasty too, man. Of course. Well, we should have a segment saying this about, I ain't saying no names, but.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we know this person, man. Of course, we ain't going to say no names. What did he tell us, GL? If I stay up out that goddamn clinic, we bumped into a homeboy, we ain't called him a homeboy, but we didn't call him a homeboy, so shit, you know what I'm saying, so shit, we ain't seen in a hot minute, and you know, I was like, hey, what's up, bro, you know what's going on, he's like, man, I'd be honest if I could stay out the damn clinic, me and GL looked at each other like, why your face so red, partner? Like, this dude didn't care, he keep hitting chicks raw, like, it's some nasty dudes out there, man,
this people. protect yourself out there. All you hoes out here, men and women, like men and women can be hoes too. Scrap this shit up. If you know you burning somebody, let somebody know some shit. Because there's some trifling people out here that'll burn your hot dog off. Like burn it off to a crisp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So scrap that thing
that's
up.
A real,
again.
Hey, that was a real life story, Gio. I know
that's
you
remember
real,
that. That was a real life story in Walmart on Spark.
I ain't never forget. We drove by to this day. Yeah. Man, if I could stay out that damn clinic.
Why?
How many times do it take for you to realize?
I don't fucking know. Quit. Don't get your dick burnt off, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Well, I originally had it, moving on or whatever, I originally had it set to talk about the mannequin challenge, the one that was in Huntsville with the guns and whatnot. I was reading some comments that Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club gave them people the donkey of the day or whatever. And I was reading the comments about it, and they was like kind of going in on Charlamagne. So I was like, okay, I can't wait to listen to this and see if he went in on it. And be real with you, man, I really don't disagree with a lot he said. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't very smart. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of internet gangsters out there.
But I will say this too, in our defense now, when did you see the white people mannequin challenge?
I did, with the rebel flag and everything.
With the rebel flag, with all them choppers, they had some real expensive guns.
And it always goes, you know, I hate to bring it back to race or whatever, but it always goes back to what they're going to say. Well, I'm pretty sure that the white people's guns was registered. I mean, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know if it was registered?
Because you didn't go kick that door in.
No, they... You know, they stole it from they pawpaws gun cabinet anyway.
Yeah.
They took it from their pawpaws.
Because if it ain't white, it ain't right. That's why.
They right before they went mud.
You don't see no damn white guns, do you see black guns?
Hey, but I really want to talk more about it, but it ain't really much to say about that because it wasn't very smart to do that. Like,
with all that being said, though, the mannequin challenge was fine that they did, if you really just look at it. The one nigga leaning back with the gun, comes up, I said, they gave him a good 10 seconds. That motherfucker didn't move. I said, this some shit was well planned. Hey, they did a good fucking job. Shout out to Huntsville, Alabama for finally
getting on the map or something.
For getting on the map or
something.
I'm happy.
Like, I didn't really have no problem with it. It wasn't smart.
It wasn't smart, bad either.
I mean, like, hey, I mean, if a war ever break out on their street, I guess they straight.
They ready. But half of them shoot each other over. Somebody ain't getting a Jordan this weekend.
Uh-oh. You ain't say no real shit in, did you?
Yeah, they'll shoot it on homeboy because they ain't get Space Jams this week. Ain't me. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. So next we got, you know, Kanye been going through his thing, his mental breakdown, or whatever he had.
Kanye Schmanye.
And reportedly, because I guess it didn't come out of Kim's mouth, but reportedly.
Oh, it might go in Kim's mouth. It might not come back out, though. It goes in it.
But reportedly, she wants Kanye get better. She's planning on divorcing him. Like, nowadays, man, people treat marriage like they boyfriend girlfriend, don't they?
That's how you're supposed to treat. I tell you every show, look, you and your old lady, whoever that may be, it's better off just going with each other. What you want to get married for? Huh? Being an open relationship.
It seems like a lot of people would be good with that, man. Just being swingers, open relationship or whatever. I don't know, man. I just think that, you know, times have changed, man. People don't take it serious like that no more. Yeah, it used to be to the death do you part, but now it's just to...
It's to death get you caught.
Until they get tired of you now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get tired. Let me tell you something. If fellas, if you're listening, this is what you do. Let me help your relationship out now. Get married, cheat, and don't get caught. And everything is all right.
Dude, I know, it's a damn shame if you married 5, 6, 7 years and you still trying to earn loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Whether you the female trying to earn loyalty from your husband or vice versa. Like, man, like that shit just should just come with it. Now I know, you know, they out on the first thing moving, first thing smoking. Like, well, I'm irritated at my wife. She ain't sucking like she's supposed to, so
You go get somebody who's going to fuck you. That's what you
I
do.
I just think that if you ain't ready to be doing all that, then don't get married. Just be a hoe or whatever.
I got to marry you because you might not want to marry me then.
What you mean? I don't understand, Jeff.
Okay, what I'm saying is, okay, you want to get married right now.
Let's say that.
Just say you want to get married.
Right, sure.
But the girl don't want to get married right now.
Sure.
But if she don't marry you, you gonna leave.
So you're basically being pressured.
I'm pressured. So why about I marry you and keep doing what I do and you shut the fuck up?
I mean, you just gotta have more patience than that.
Well, you got to be more patient too. And wait.
Would you? And I'm just like, I wouldn't pressure nobody to marry. That's
for women. Do you get what I'm saying though? Like, okay, well. You say wait and get married. Hey, what's the statute of limitation on waiting then?
Well, how long are you supposed to wait for somebody?
How long are you supposed to wait?
It just depends. Sometimes
people give you stipulations. Well, I've been with you 17 years, and if you don't marry me by next March, I'm leaving. And you don't want her to leave.
What's that say? She'll get out the pot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, but we don't have to say that to our other segment on how to get them to commit. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We're a little ahead of ourselves. We'll just say that till we get to that part. But we were talking about Kim. You know, do you think that she gonna leave Kanye after he get better?
That bitch ain't going nowhere.
Why say that? She already been married twice already.
But she ain't going nowhere because it's too much of a headache. She been married before. She never had kids. It's different. Because hey, let me tell you. It's a woman out here, you know, you don't want to break up with a man and have to go, you know, he already about dumb as a box of rock anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just going to be no smooth, clean breakup. It's going to be custody. You get what I'm saying, Shaquille? It's going to be like, well, you can't have my kids on TV. You know, it's going to be a lot. You just ain't finna break up with Kanye West and just think, like, what, he going to have him 1 week, I'm going to have him next week. It's not going to work like that with him. Because he already in a crazy mental place as is. He going to have some crazy stipulations around that shit. So, she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, man. Sticking to the Kardashian family, Black China, the one that goes with Rob, the brother or whatever.
Yeah.
They engaged. And, you know, she just had his baby. And I guess, from what I understand, the Kardashian sisters don't want... They pissed, and they don't want Black China that had a Kardashian last name. Who the fuck are they to say that?
You can't say that. If you want to go down there and change your last name to Shaquille Kardashian, you fucking can't. That's your right.
They saying that, you know, she's going to use their name to profit off of. I mean, if Rob's in love with that, I don't want to call her hoe because I don't know. If he in love with Black China, who didn't give away her stripper name or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then... Yeah, that's what he want to do. It's not her. I mean, that's their daddy's name, or, you know, he passed away, but that's their daddy's name. It ain't for you to decide who it goes to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's fucking retarded anyway, Shaq. I think that's some grade A bullshit. If that woman, they don't want her to have it because she ain't light-skinned to it. She ain't light-skinned to it, and they just mad because she finna get some of that money because Lil Dream Kardashian finna have all them TV shows, and she know that. She knows she papered up. She ready. I don't blame her. I changed my last name right now. Let me marry one of them hoes.
They saying that, she didn't want to take Tiger's last name. Who the fuck is Tiger's last name anyway?
Claw?
Tiger Claw.
Oh, man.
She
won't be China Claw.
Oh, man. But I don't really have a problem with it. I don't care if they do or not. I just don't see how it's up to them. I mean, like, I know that name does carry weight, but I mean, half of them are Jenners and half of them are Kardashians.
But we do know one thing, all of them hoes. That's what they need to change the last name to Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Kim the whole Kardashian. All of them hoes. Wish y'all could give me some of that rich pussy. Wish I could.
Before we get into these subjects for today, man, I'm just give y'all that number again. 215-383-5878. Go ahead and call in and tell us what you think about what we said so far. If not, wait till we get on these subjects and see if you agree or disagree.
But let me say this one thing before we get into this subject. Next week, look here, I tell y'all what. Next week is the week before Christmas. I'm going to give away a $30, maybe even a $40 gift certificate or something to Connors or something I'm going to go pick up. Let me tell you something. To the second or third caller next week, going to get a free $40. A free $40 from your man GL to you. So if you know somebody that can use this extra $40 for Christmas, and I promise you, I will deliver it to you. I might go to, you know, Applebee's. I might just get you, you know, just a $40 gift certificate from Walmart. That's a full tank of gas right there.
Yeah, I'm glad he went ahead and said GL gonna pay for it, because I ain't giving you shit. All my people to listen, they don't never listen to it live. They always listen to my shit later.
Oh, well, they can't go back. You got to listen to the shit live to get the money. You know what I'm saying?
Because I ain't gonna lie, man. I got plenty of people to listen to the show, but them motherfuckers like, well, I listened on the show Sunday. I listened Tuesday. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you listening, but, like, come on, interact with it, man.
Yeah. But, we got them followers up. It don't matter. Somebody might win the shit from Chicago or something. I don't know. But, anywho, next week I'm going to give them, I might give me a little basket or something, you know, to get this shit out. Because, you know, I highly appreciate the people. And the same people that call, the same people can win, you know, get the shit too. I ain't going to stop. If goddamn low-key call in and get the $40, they get the $40. You get what I'm saying? Or whoever then.
I'm not low-key, man. Holler at your boy, man. We ain't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, him too. Block all y'all. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all. Whatever. But anyway, that's all I got to say. So Merry Christmas to everybody. And Happy Halloween and holidays and all that good shit. Happy Hanukkah. And,
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you know Kwanzaa. What I'm saying. Kwanzaa. All that. Bean pies. Happy Punjabi Day. Whatever they celebrate. Chinese Dragon Year and all that shit.
Yeah, you a straight fool, bro. You a straight fool. First question, man. First question is, how do you get him to commit? All right. First of all, if he tell you he don't want to commit, you should listen right then and there. If you tell you he don't want to be with you, then stop making him.
But let me tell you something, ladies. A lot of times when it comes to a man, I'm gonna give y'all some helpful tips, some content. First of all, a man. We don't want to commit to you anyway. That's first and foremost. Have you ever just, I lied. Because you do see some bitches, you be like, ooh, I want to go with her. Some bitches just want to fuck. You want to commit to their pussy, but you don't want to. It's a lot of, you done dealt with a person that you like their pussy so much you commit to them. If it weren't for that pussy, your ass is gone.
I've been there before. I think all of us have.
I think we all have. So,
I think the first chick I legit committed to was a chick that let me get it whenever I wanted to. Like that's, you know, because guys, that's all we trying to do anyways. For the most, especially at a certain age, that's all we want to do. So that first girl that let you get it without question, whenever, oh, you're gonna have some type of feelings for her. You, or you're gonna think you're gonna have it at least. You gonna think you have it.
So Sean Key. How do you get a person to commit?
Like I said, if you force them, you know, we just talking about, I'm trying to tell you how to make it stick. Because if he done told you he don't want to commit, ain't nothing you can do.
Let it go.
Just let it go. Because if you force him, he going to cheat on you.
He going to cheat.
I'm just telling you, I'm just trying to teach you how to get, you know, up into that number one spot. You know what I'm saying? To get to that number one spot or whatever. All right, it's pretty simple. Close your mouth and listen. Close your mouth and listen. If y'all vibing like y'all think y'all are, then he can carry the conversation sometime too. You ain't got to keep on telling him your life story. Because if all he want to do is fuck you, you done gave him the blueprint.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You done told him everything you like and don't like. And you still wondering why, oh, well, he's so perfect. He knows how to do this. Because you told him everything you like.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do to him because you ain't listen. All you did was tell him, run your damn mouth about what you got and what you like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he didn't send you your flowers to your job all in the first week.
My favorite color, pink. Okay. I love flowers. Go get this bitch some pink roses so I can fuck.
Yeah, he's so perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't send flowers to your job because you said you ain't never had flowers before. And yo, you need that goddamn wet as a damn raindrop. And not wondering, like, he's so special. Motherfucker ain't special. He listened. He just listened to what the hell you said.
You gave me the blueprint.
You gave me the blueprint. So we didn't told you how we get y'all. Why you don't think it worked both ways? do some, all you got to do is listen. If he sit there and tell you, you know what I'm saying? If you stop talking so much and have a, let him have a if he's smart enough to hold a conversation with you, he'll tell you what he like too, if you just shut your damn mouth up and listen. So it don't got to be, let me see how can I put this, you know what I'm saying? It don't got to be, all you got to do is listen, and he's going to tell you what he wants you to do. That'll get you in there. To get him to commit, you got to do something that this dude personally has never had done before. Don't got to be something nasty. Could be something simple. GL, what?
It got to be something nasty.
Listen, GL. I'm going to get to that point. GL, so what I'm going to ask you, what will it take? What's something most dudes ain't ever had that if a girl do, you do for you or to you, whatever it may be, that make you just be like, oh shit, I got me one right here. Name a few things off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head. First of all, I'm gonna say sucking my dick without me asking. You don't get quiet. You asking?
No, keep going. You're not talking to me. You're talking to the listeners. Yeah, you gotta realize this is the segment we're doing. We telling the women what to do. So don't talk to me. Tell them what they need to do.
Suck your man dick without him even asking. If we might be running down the Kroger's right quick and it's nighttime. Pull that dick out while I'm driving and suck it. Why? Because I ain't never had it done. Because the last bitch didn't do it. That's why it was such thing is called the last bitch. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Matter of fact, sometimes just when I come home from work, you ain't even got to cook for me. Be naked, bent over with some hot oil on your ass. Some shit I ain't cook butt ass naked. Like, whoa, she cooking up. I don't give a fuck if it's a fried bologna sandwich. Damn, she cooking naked? That's going to make me call you and be like, shock. She goddamn cooking naked and got on that knob and twisted and turned it and opened it with a key in her mouth.
So, GL is in there telling you what you have to do for him and for a lot of dudes that are like that. You know what I'm saying? So why y'all women frowning up right now talking about some that they nasty. They,
I got one more thing.
Go ahead, GL. Go ahead.
Last thing. Pay for me sometimes. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pay for me sometimes.
It sucks always paying for two. I'll tell you that.
Pay for me. You feel me? Like shit. We go out to eat. Slide your credit card out. One time. I'm going to say this. One out of every six meals, I feel like a woman should pay. One out of every six. I ain't saying at least one out of six she need to pay. Do you agree or you disagree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not? You know, of course. She should pay some. I mean, depending on what she's doing. Like, to go off of what we're talking about, it don't always got to be, like I said, the first thing GL said was some sex stuff. And we got some people that's prude and don't want to do all that stuff. So if you listen.
Sucking dick, they want sucking dick, you don't want a relationship. I'm going to tell you that now. A man going to leave your ass when you sucking dick. All you bitches at home ain't sucking dick, you're going to get cheated on, you're going to get left. I promise.
So you got to realize there's people out there that are, you got to be extra. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen one, and you got to be extra. Extra may not always be some in the bedroom. I'm trying to help the people out who thinking, you know, oh, it's always sex, guys on sex. Yeah, it is that. But let me help the people who want a commitment and may not be ready to be married.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The people just want you to commit. Just listen. If your dude in there that you've been trying to talk to and all you do, if y'all always going out to eat and you ain't never cooked him a home cooked meal, you think he don't remember that shit? Like, damn, man, I can't eat. Keep smoking blunts and eat pizza every damn day. You know what I'm saying? Cook him a home cooked meal. He don't remember that shit. He be like, damn, Michelle fucking threw down in the kitchen, man. We didn't go out. I ain't spend no damn money for real. You think he ain't gonna remember that shit?
That's gonna make me call him. Cause let me tell you something, ladies. Niggas tell a homeboy
all the time.
We talk. They got a one partner, man, that they talk to. Might not be as many as y'all, but you know, that's my girlfriend. But you get what I'm saying. But
right. We
have one or two people that we talk to, and that you gonna tell them, and you wanna look good. You wanna look good. That's all I'm gonna say.
So, yeah, because you got to realize, just like y'all, it's both ways. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you telling your homegirl something bad about your guy you're trying to talk to, all they're going to remember is bad shit. They ain't going to remember no good stuff. So, when we talk to our homeboys and we tell them how she do this, she do that, and we into it, and I run to my homeboy, I want to GL, like, man, this motherfucker tripping. She did blah, blah, blah. GL going to be like, damn, shot. I wish I had a girl that took my dick from the back. You stupid. If you leave her alone.
Yep.
I don't know if girls do, you know, y'all always pumping out the bad shit about us. Hell, we don't, you know, we vent to our homeboys too, but if we got some good shit to tell a homeboy, he ain't gonna let us forget.
Yeah.
He's like, well, shit, I wish I had a girl that paid for my meal every now and then.
Yep.
I wish I had a chick that bought me an Xbox, Xbox, One S.
Yeah.
Like, we'll tell, we ain't gonna let, like, we ain't as petty when it comes to, don't get me wrong, we might try to steal it for ourselves if you ain't got no real homeboy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some dudes are fake like that. I don't really deal with them people that act like that, but there are some out there. But we'll sit there and vouch for you. I ain't gonna let GL, you know, break up with whoever he's talking to if I knew she got a damn good head on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Because we know it's hard out here in these streets.
It's rough.
So, I don't know if that answers the question on how we get y'all to commit, but really the answer is just do something for him that he ain't had done before. You know what I'm saying? It don't always got to be, you know, something nasty. You just got to listen.
Well, if you want me, ladies, it better be something nasty. I'm going to tell you that now.
It's a case-by-case basis. You got to listen. He going to tell you what he ain't never had before, just like you done told him that, you know, you ain't never had nobody get you a damn edible arrangement. You know what I'm saying? And your ass are wide open because he's got your edible arrangement. And wondering why you didn't fail for him. Because you just talked and you didn't listen.
Do something nasty, you man.
But do you agree, Jim?
I agree.
Do we agree?
I agree.
All right. Moving on. Why do people stay in toxic relationships? Let's say you didn't go ahead. Let's just say you then got him to commit. And this shit ain't working out because you stopped listening. You did what you did to get them.
And now
you ain't do what you do to keep them. You know what I'm saying? Why do people stay and this shit then went south? Well, one is low self-esteem. You feel like you can't do no better. What you think, Jeff?
That's a good one. That's a real good one. Because sometimes you want to max out.
Explain to them what that means, GL. Tell the ladies what that means by max out.
Max out is mean you get into when you feel like you can't get no better. You done topped out. You get what I'm saying?
Basically, if you a 6 and she a 8.
You can't, you know, once you leave that 8 alone.
You ain't getting another.
You ain't getting another 8. That's why some people stay in toxic relationships. Like as you say to yourself, man. I got Megan good. I know I ain't getting Megan good again. You get what I'm saying? I don't give a damn she cheating. Some people think like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right. Then another reason people stay is they scared. Like as far as they're getting abused, getting the hell whooped out of them.
Yeah.
That'll keep you there too. If beating the hell out of you, scared, if motherfucker say he's going to kill you, he might. We done seen some shit happen.
I done seen a few people get 690 punched.
Punch,
I done seen this motherfucker get that knocked out. And I done turned my head. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he finna beat the hell out of her. Get the hell on out of here.
Trying to go. So you do have people that are scared because they been getting pummeled.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, another reason people stay in toxic relationships, and this goes for guys and girls. It's more common in women than men, but we do have guys that are enablers as well. You want a project. You know what I'm saying? Basically meaning you didn't pick the bum and you feel like you can save him. You laugh already.
Yeah.
You just spent 10 years of your life with somebody who don't want to be fixed and you steady trying to fix them.
Hey, I was with a motherfucker for 4 years, long years, paying rent, all kind of shit, trying to fix him. I just couldn't fix that bitch for nothing. That's what turned me to the dog that I am today.
Hey, it'll do it to you, man. Man, a lot of people, guys and girls, spend time on people that's broken. And yep. you can't fix everybody. If they broken, man, if you didn't break them, half time, you can't fix them.
You can't train them. You can't. Kwame Brown was never going to be a good center. I don't give a fuck how many shooting camps you put him in. He just ain't one a good player.
Sometimes, I mean, like I said, even if you do know how to fix some people, they don't want you to fix them. Like they say back in that song tonight, don't save them. They don't want to be saved.
They don't want to be saved. You can't save everybody. You can't save these hoes. They're going to be hoes. And once you a hoe, we're going to go back to the first episode. Your wholeness cannot be deleted. Once you a hoe, you're always going to be a hoe. You're going to goddamn get that whole jitteries back in you one day.
Say it come back in you. Your hoe flare up. Like
Your hoe flare back up. Yeah. Only way your wholeness gets deleted is if you go see the Lord and get baptized and you change your name and move to a different country. That's how you delete your wholeness.
Another reason they stay in toxic relationships is they're scared to be alone. Can't, don't know how to be by themselves.
Don't know how to spend the night by themselves.
Boy, it's been a week of you broke up and now you're lonely. I mean, what happened to this shit? What happened to this shit you see where they didn't fill the bathtub up with rose petals and candles and chills? That's fake, ain't it? Do it happen in real life?
Hell no.
They don't take no baths and with candles and just woo-fi?
Man, how are these bitches tubs dirty as fuck? You go, even over no bitch how late, man, they tell them, let me tell you something. They don't want to let you use the bathroom up there. They got a specific place where they want you to use the bathroom. You ever been over a girl house and they got them crunchy, hard ass face rags?
I haven't seen it before.
You like, damn, how did you sit your ass on this toilet? Because I know I ain't finna sit my ass. You know, I mean, they don't take no baths no more.
It's hard to clean Comet out of a tub. Comet hard to say.
you get a
10-pound jug of Comet for $5.
Yeah,
for $2.
It's for $2 at Dollar General. But yeah, man, women don't take baths. They don't.
I mean, but that's what they say. They show it on TV. They like to, you know, eat strawberries and chocolate and woosah.
They
don't know how to be by themselves, do they?
No, they on the phone with the nigga, man.
Hey, they don't never stop. If you think you're the only person talk to them, you stupid.
No. Women got more options than fucking Tim Tebow in Florida. I ain't lying. Shit. They got, man.
They may not take everybody serious, but they entertaining the hell out of them.
They entertain. A woman, a love attention. Most 90% of women are attention whores. And I told you that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You got your Facebook on and somebody didn't try to add you on Facebook. And you don't know them. Why would you even ask who are you? Motherfucker, delete them.
Yeah.
Do I know you from somewhere? No. No, you had your titties out. That's how I know you.
I know you now.
Delete them. Like, man, stop asking people you don't know.
I don't get it.
They ain't your friends. You know, Facebook is just basically MySpace now.
It is.
It's just MySpace. It's a dating website. It's a dating website. You know, and it's really kind of pointless. I used to like Facebook back in the day, but nowadays, man, the people that I wasn't cool with in high school that I'm friends with on Facebook, I done grew up and matured. If I didn't like you then, I probably still don't like you. I mean, I deleted many people from high school being like, you know what? They said they stealing the dumb shit from high school.
Yeah.
Delete. Huh? But you got that. People scared to be alone. Some people stay in toxic relationships for the money.
Yeah.
Or, you know, security. They can be beating the hell out of you, cheating on you, where it may be, but you know you're financially secure. You're going to stay there.
I'm saying, whoop my ass. Well, that we going to live a good life. You can beat my ass. I don't give a damn.
Told Harpo to beat me.
Yeah. Beat me to death.
So you staying, GF?
Yeah. You think I'm staying? Oprah can beat my ass up. I'm staying with Oprah. She can blank my eye. I don't know. I ain't see it coming. I walked into that punch.
And then we also have people stay in toxic relationships because of children, whether it's one or two or I don't know how many. Hell, I mean, people like to say that they won't stay because of kids, but some people will try to give it an extra try because of the kids.
Man, I got some partners now that stay with bitches for kids. They'll be gone. Let me tell you something. This is how you know if you're in a fucked up relationship. Yeah, I'm finna tell it. Look at your partner, men and women. Look at your spouse, girlfriend / boyfriend. Look them in the face right now, and you say, "If you ain't had no kids with that person, would you be with them?" If your answer truly deep down in yourself in your heart is no, you need to leave that bitch or leave that nigga alone. Am I lying?
I think you need to get out of there.
I'm telling you, I got some friends right now. They can't look they girlfriends in the face or boyfriends. I got some homegirls too can't look they dude in the face. But I only reason why I'm with them because of the kids. And I think that's an ignorant fucking reason to stay with somebody. I do. I really do. I think it's fucking retarded. So
you need to get out of there. You don't stay for kids. So yeah, toxic relationships are bad. You just I wish I would have did a little bit more research and just figure out I just go off the top of the head. Why not? There's a lot of reasons to why. Basically, you would have to describe what is a toxic relationship. Do you have any off the top of your head, Jill? Do you know what a toxic relationship is?
Just to me, like you said, a toxic relationship is you can be in a verbal toxic relationship too. You come home every day and you don't want to go home. A motherfucker, she ain't clean, man. She stank. You know, just a motherfucker that just talks so, you know, down you every day. You want somebody really to uplift you. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go home every day. Yes, ain't got a job yet. That's what niggas do. You ain't got no job. You just sitting around here looking at TV all day. You ain't clean. That's a toxic relationship too.
Yeah, anybody that doesn't bring you up, if they're taking you down, I guess that's toxic.
That's toxic.
If you've been abused, that's toxic. You know,
if the other one broke as hell, that's toxic too. I'm talking about if you the person that going to work and this other motherfucker ain't sucking, ain't worth a damn. You know,
just go ahead and call it what it is. If you spend all your money on her, or if you spend all your money on him, and all you doing is sitting around the house, smoking weed or whatever, that's toxic.
It's more dudes. I know.
Yeah, actually, I think that's more dudes than females. Right?
I think it's more dudes sitting at home playing 2K than it is women sitting at home.
I agree with that.
I really do think
that. They trying to get they RN license and everything right now.
Man, I ain't never. Look, let me tell you something. On my off day, how's all you motherfuckers in here shooting basketball at the gym?
That's true.
Like, ain't nobody got a first shift job, second shift job?
Yeah, I was talking to a close friend of mine. And I used to get onto it all the time. I'm like, how the hell you keep finding all these dudes that can be up, you know, all night, any night, can hang out any damn night of the week? Some people have jobs. Like, I mean, you can't stay out all night every night.
No.
Like, somebody got to go to work in the morning. Like, if you got a phone full of people who ain't got shit to do, you need to go ahead and reset your phone, burn it. Take the SIM card out, all kind of shit. Get some people that got something going on.
Get some successful people around you. Because you are who you hang with.
That's true. You are who you hang with. We need to. That's a whole other subject. All right, man. So closing up that subject, last one for the day. We ain't got a whole bunch of time left. But rules to ending / exiting that toxic relationship. Gio, off top of your head, man. What you got for what's the rules to end in a relationship? Like, how do you get out of it?
You beat their ass and leave.
So would you end out
that's
on top?
That's what I did. I spit and choke that bitch and get out. That's what I need.
You can't whoop everybody, man. They're going to put you in jail, bro.
Well, you spit on them and you leave. And tell them you don't want to be with them and you don't love them and fuck them.
What's that comedian say? You punch them in the top of the head so they ain't got no bruises.
Yeah, you hit them Donkey Kong. Hit him on top of the head.
So, the rules to exiting.
You tell me, what's the rule for you to exit your relationship? What?
I mean, 9 times out of 10, like, most people, guy and girl, the relationship is over well before it's official. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's over with anyways. Some people cheating well before it's official. Before the motherfucker you know what's going on. You've been cheated on for a while because it's bad taste, and you're going to definitely got some karma coming up if you already fucking somebody before the relationship's over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That means you got some, that they didn't help you end your relationship before you got a chance to work on or fix whatever it may be. Because, you know, people just give up so easy now. They don't try. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say it's not a toxic relationship. If it's toxic and he beating your ass or she, spend all your money or whatever it may be, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you just ready to move on to the next person, I mean, you got some karma coming. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming.
You got some karma coming. So you definitely shouldn't, if me and whoever break up and she got a new dude within a month, she was with that motherfucker beforehand.
Yeah. she or was she a whole one?
Or she her one, like she didn't care about you anyway.
Yeah. She
like, damn, did you grieve her? Because a real relationship, the end, is like a damn death in the family.
When, especially when it end for real.
Yeah, it's a death in the family.
Because I was hurt. So you had to come get me out of the house?
Hey, man, I just drug your ass out of the house, man. You lost 20, 30 pounds. It was like anything else. Like
I
eat them.
I
you, if you know GL, you know he got big ass head anyway. He look like he has. He just, I don't know how the hell your head big like that.
Bebo Lottie.
And he look like fucking. I don't remember his name. The principal off fucking off South Park.
I know.
Big ass head as small as that.
Okay.
I
know you talking.
But yeah, man. If you you know, if you got a new dude or a new girl, you know, y'all been broke up 24 hours. You piece of shit anyway.
You
ain't caring about your dude, no, or your girl.
Vice versa, man.
You've been cheating. You need a grieving period, because it's like if you cared about them, it's like they died. You know what I'm saying? Like, who bounced back like that anyway?
Uh-huh. You can't keep no hoe down. A hoe goddamn gonna do that thing. Man, too. You can't keep my goddamn, I almost said his name. You can't keep him down. He gonna fuck some. I know.
Right. you know, if you exiting, take a break and legit reflect on.
Get
yourself together. Take a break and figure out why it didn't work. And whether it was your fault or his. Sit and reflect on it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying be at home and depressed. You know what I'm saying? But the people that then broke you up out of your relationship, don't go out with your homeboys. I'm talking about, you know, fellas.
Yeah.
Dudes. If she done broke your heart, don't go out with your homeboys and they done broke you up with her anyway.
That's wrong.
Because they want you out anyway, just so you can go out so they can be the damn wingman again. Just so you can be the wingman.
I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Take some time to yourself. You know, go out. You know, go to the bar by yourself. Talk to the bartender and some female to sit up next to you and chop it up with you for a minute.
And women, come see GL. I hear all your problems. All you need, baby.
GL trying to get the rebound pussy.
I love rebound pussy. I'm Dennis Rodman when it comes down to that. I listen to anything you want to talk about.
Don't date until you're completely over the last person. Don't even date them. All you're going to do is be on a rebound anyways. Unless you just want to take time out to be a hoe.
Yeah.
Go see GL anyway.
Yeah, and if you want to be a hoe, then you come see me.
Take you know what I'm saying, take time to hold up there. If that's what you want to do, just don't lie about it. Don't go to the next dude making him think he got a good wholesome woman. And you're just trying to be a hoe for a while. And say that's what it is. Don't say you're working on yourself or whatever. Just say, I want to be a hoe for a minute. I don't want to be committed to nobody.
Exactly.
I just want to get a pussy up to everybody. Or maybe not everybody. But I want to get a pussy up for a while and
don't be committed to nobody.
Yeah, I just want to fuck for a minute.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Just be up front.
Ain't nothing wrong with fucking for a minute. Because I fucked for a few minutes this morning. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, man. Next week, GL, what you got to say about that?
I just say, look, man, exiting a relationship, it ain't ever good. But I will say this, try not to exit no relationship because in the relationship fucking suck. I know firsthand.
Dating game sucks.
And the older you get.
Everybody just lie. So many people, and I'm sorry to cut you off, GL. You know what I'm saying? Just, the dating game is so terrible now. It's like people you don't know who you're talking to for the first damn 2-3 months.
No.
They send a representative. They fake for the whole first 2-3 months telling you everything you want to hear. So the more of that story is sit back and listen. Do more listening than you do talking.
Yep. And pay attention.
Pay attention.
Because we out to get you.
I hope y'all you know, took heed to what we said. We only got a few more minutes left unless y'all call in at 215-383-5878 if you disagree with what we got going on. If not, we'll just tell y'all about next week's show. You got a few minutes to call in and put in your 2 cents because we're getting ready to wrap this one up. Next week, we're talking about strip clubs, why men like strip clubs. And I know that women want to know why we go to strip clubs, and we'll tell y'all next week.
Yeah. I'm going to do some kind of Christmas special for y'all. If we get some people going to call in and get that free gift, what I got for you, and it's ain't going to be no bullshit, I'm going to send it to you because I am a man of my word.
All right. GL, where can they reach at? Where can they reach at on social media?
I wish a fine bitch can reach in my pants, but there's neither nor here or there. You can reach me at Gerald G L Leslie on Facebook and Oh No He Didn't 256 on Snapchat.
All right, you can reach Shaki at B Shaki at Twitter and B Shaki on Instagram. I believe that's it. Gio.
That's it. I will see you motherfuckers next Sunday at 6 p.m. talking about some ho ho ho.
I appreciate y'all listening. Y'all, once the people who didn't listen live, because I know y'all half the time y'all I guess too busy or whatever. But whoever didn't listen live, when you do listen, tag it on your page. Tag it on your page and go ahead and spread the word, man, because we're trying to do something special for y'all.
Shout out to Presidential Cuts Emery. I think his address 4550 Meridian Street right there by A&M. Go get your hair cut. Best barber in Huntsville. Shout out to them boys, man. They look out for me every time I go in there, man. Support me every week. Appreciate it.
All right, Emery, man. I appreciate you showing love to the show, man. Y'all have a good day, man.